And yeah, so goodbye.
Hi, that is all.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't even know if we have any listeners right now.
Yeah, definitely my family can't swing it during the week.
Yeah, this is just for us. This is just for our pleasure. I told Sophia to listen.
Oh yeah.
So maybe I'll text her the link though. But I guess in the meantime we can play a song. So Katie can introduce this song.
Yeah, this is Doctor My Eyes. I can't remember where I heard it. It sounded like a show or like a movie or something, and I was like, oh my god, I love this song, and I added it to my playlist.
It's the 99th song on our playlist. So that's a big deal.
Oh, what's gonna be the 100th?
I don't know. To be determined. Also, we're still on the Glee show, even though that will be changed soon.
Yeah.
That's something that, yeah, we're going to talk about. Okay, so here's Doctor My Eyes.
Doctor My Eyes. I've seen the years, the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is. Was I unwise to leave them open for so long? As I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what you see. I hear their cries. Just say if it's too late for me.
A very nice vibe.
Yeah, cool.
I enjoyed it.
It's a good one.
Yeah. So I guess we could talk about our breaks. Katie got a haircut.
I got a haircut. I went into the city a bunch.
Wow.
I went on a shopping spree. I got new clothes. That was much needed.
What kind of clothes?
All different kinds. Jeans, sweaters. all that good stuff.
I got a new pair of jeans. I'm actually wearing them right now.
Oh, let me see. Very cute. Where'd you get them from?
The boutique that my sister works at.
Oh, yeah.
But I really like the brand. It's actually, I think, my only pair of jeans that doesn't have rips in it. Wow. So, you know, trying to be more mature.
See, these are my only jeans that do have rips in them. I've never had jeans with rips in them.
Wow. So we're just, like, stealing each other's style, I guess.
Exactly.
I also got a haircut, but it's not very noticeable at all.
No, I have to say I didn't notice it at all.
Yeah. But I did get it darker. Some people noticed that. Because I was kind of over the highlights.
Oh.
I
didn't notice that either.
Wow.
It's been so long.
Okay. So the next song is You Should Be Dancing by the Bee Gees. I like the Bee Gees a lot. So, yeah. Well, Allison said that her mom really likes that song. So shout out Allison and your mom.
Your mom.
Anything else to say?
No, it was a good one. You know, Bee Gees, can't go wrong, right?
Yeah. I need to watch Saturday Night Fever. I haven't seen it in like a very long time. Yeah, but it's a great soundtrack. I end up listening to it a lot. But yeah, it's probably like my two like most listened to playlists are probably this and my Boogie playlist. Hmm. So
nice.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of the radio playlist over break. Like anytime I need to go in the car, this is what I listen to.
Well, I'm like honored.
Yeah. Okay. So you want to say something about the next song?
Sure. So this like isn't the same vibe as our normal rotation, but I figure since it's like a Wednesday at 4 o'clock, like we can do anything we want. I found this song on TikTok. It was like one of these videos that was like, if you like this song, like listen to these. So I actually don't know anything about the song or the artist, but it's kind of like a cool vibe. But it's called Young Folks by Peter
Bjorn. Bjorn, I think.
And John, no last name.
Okay. And it's our 100th song of our playlist. Okay, here we go.
Talking about the old folks, talking about the old style too. And we don't care about our own folks, talking
that was a lovely song.
Yeah.
I think it does fit with the vibe.
Okay, we'll keep it on there.
Yeah. Anything to say? I don't know. How's your first week of classes going, Katie?
It's been pretty good. I was just telling Jules when my classes got moved online, sadly. For unknown reasons, but...
Probably COVID reasons.
Well, yeah, she did say health reasons, but I guess maybe that means she has COVID? I don't know. But other than that, pretty good. Happy with my schedule. It's going to be more work than last semester, but that's okay.
Yeah, even though Katie didn't end up taking printmaking, it's okay.
Yeah. I still am taking one fun class, though.
Yeah. Do you want to say anything about it?
Yes. It's called Deviance. Like deviant behavior, like people who don't conform to societal.
Because when
norms.
You think of that, you automatically think of Katie.
Yeah. It's actually, the class is packed. Like, there's 40 people in it, and damn. Literally, like, 40 chairs in the classroom. But it'll be good. We get to take a field trip to Atlantic City. And also...
To, like, learn about gambling?
I believe so, yeah. And also New York City later on.
What is with you, like, and having classes that go on field trips?
Well, it's the same professor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is why I took the class with him. He does field trips. So yeah, all good. Can't complain.
Yeah.
How's your first week been?
It's been good. I just have one class and then my thesis.
Are you part-time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm in a U.S. constitutional history class, which, if anyone knows me, that's a very Jules class to take.
Yeah.
It's like good. It's just like weird because it's like not all seniors, obviously. So it's like, it doesn't like, I had like a class last semester that really felt like a senior class. Like it was like my gov seminar and we were all friends. So it was really nice. Like this just like feels like not like a great vibe like that with different like vibes. The other students. So yeah, it's just kind of interesting, but yeah, I mean, hopefully my schedule isn't like that crazy right now. But I did end up saying yes to two different jobs, which, like, will be a lot on my schedule this semester. So,
what's your non-law job?
I do Excel research.
Oh, yeah. You did that last semester, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, did you decide to do the drop-in law or the other kind of law?
The other kind, which I think it'll be better because then I'm around more at night.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I don't have to do drop-in at night, so, like, I could do dinners or just, like, hang out. Like, we could do the radio one night. Like, there's not as many conflicts that I would have. Yeah.
Gotcha. So.
Anyways.
Guess we should get back to the music.
Yeah. People don't pay to listen to our voices.
Yeah.
People don't pay.
Yeah, I was going to say. They're paying with their time.
They should pay us.
The opportunity cost.
Yeah. What if we, like, did ads and then we could get paid?
Oh. Well, there's an idea.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, it passed.
Oh, no. So the next song is Fleetwood Mac song, Rhiannon. I really like Fleetwood Mac. So, yeah. Okay.
Love her. While
Katie really liked that song, so she added it to the playlist.
I did. As a fan.
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac, always, yeah, always a great band. I wanted to get a Fleetwood Mac shirt that had, like, penguins on it, but then I never ended up doing it.
Do it. Why not?
Yeah, maybe. I'll see if they still have it. Yeah. I also wanted to get a Beatles shirt because I feel like that's actually a band that I like. So.
As opposed to?
Like, some shirts that I just have.
Oh. Like who?
I don't know. You're putting me on the spot there. Oh, okay. Like, I'm not the biggest Nirvana fan, but I have.
But you have a Nirvana. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard you play a Nirvana song in here.
Do you really think it's, like, the vibe of this? They're kind of, like, intense.
I mean, no, but sometimes we do go off vibe.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, Taylor Swift, off vibe.
That was, like, for Allison, though. Like, that wasn't really either of our choice.
Yeah. It's against our will.
Yeah.
No, I think that was our feminist radio show, so it was, like, different.
We also played one for her, I think, on our, like, last show of last semester, and we, like, tricked her because she said a name.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. But I'll find the penguin shirt. Anyways, we have another song that Katie picked.
This is All of Me. This is another one I found on TikTok, same TikTok. It was like, if you like this song, you'll like this one. I don't know, it's just kind of a good vibe. It's by The Tan Lines.
Wow, I don't get tan. Anyways, here's the song.
Just don't care.
The album cover was really serious for that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like an upbeat song. Like you yeah. think. No.
Yeah. We were talking about the history department, a favorite of both of ours.
Should we do a public opinion poll as to what kind of graduate school you should go to?
Yeah, I guess. Katie asked if I considered getting my PhD in history, and I said, yeah, I've thought about it. I mean, I know I want to get my JD, but I'm also like, well, maybe I want to be a professor of law or of, like, something that's related to the Constitution and, like, American history or, like, American law. And so I was thinking either, like, there's some joint programs, but I don't know if maybe, like, if it would be better to do a joint one with political science or with history. So send me your opinions. I think there's no one really listening, so I don't really think we're going to get any.
Oh, Harvard has a JD PhD program. I just looked it up.
And some high expectations you have for me. I mean,
oh, so does Stanford and Columbia.
Yeah. I would love to go to those schools. I don't know if they want me, but I could work hard. Also, like, it takes a while. Like, it would be, like, 6 years. So, yeah.
Because it's, like, 6 years is, like, a PhD. And then, like, you have to do, like, 3 years
it's like,
on top of that.
It's kind of like you do it at the same time. So, like, some of your courses count for, like, each other.
Okay.
But, yeah. I don't know if it's just, like, I just don't know if it's worth it or, like, if I just do JD and, like, be a lawyer, but be kind of, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I would do, like, corporate law and then not be super happy, but.
Well, you could, like, do corporate law and then pivot to, like, more academic stuff. And, like, you don't need a PhD to be a law professor, do you?
I don't know.
I don't think so, right? Because, like, I feel like I hear about, like, lawyers who, like, quote, unquote, like, retire and, like, teach.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll figure it out. But yeah, the next song that I picked is The Cars, Just What I Needed. I think that this song came on the radio at home, and then I put it in a notes app. I don't know why I, like, didn't make a playlist. I just, like, put a bunch of songs on my notes app. I was like, and it's, like, titled, like, radio songs. So yeah, okay. Anyways, here's my song.
Not the ribbons in
great song, in my opinion.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. The next song is Katie's pick.
Which one is it? Oh, yeah, She's a Rainbow. Sorry, I fell down a LinkedIn rabbit hole after I went to go look up the last person. Yeah,
Katie's my new, like, job search consultant.
So, oh, yeah, this is a Rolling Stones song that I got really into listening during finals week, so maybe it'll be a little triggering. I don't know, we'll have to see. But I listened to, like, the same, like, six songs on repeat, like, the whole week, so I don't know.
Yeah, that was a very stressful time. Yeah. But, okay, we'll listen to it.
We'll be right back.
was a funky tune.
Yeah, right? It's kind of a vibe.
Yeah. I like the album cover a lot.
I've never really noticed it before.
Yeah, I think, like, that's why I like doing this, because I like to see the different album covers. Mm-hmm.
That would look cool on, like, a t-shirt or a poster or something. Like, yeah. It would look good on your wall.
That's what I was just thinking. We have some new additions to the wall, so you'll see that, I
really?
Guess.
Really? Okay.
Not, like, anything crazy, but just, like, a few things.
I started making a mini wall of my own, because I brought back some pictures that I wanted to put up, and then I was at we had this, like meat and cheese shop in our town, and they were giving out, like advertisements for, like, charcuterie boards that you could buy, mm-hmm. and I just love charcuterie boards, and they were such pretty pictures, so I just cut them out and I put them on my wall.
I still have to do the wall in my room and update that, because I have, like, pictures of me and, like, friends in my room.
Oh, yeah, because you got your pictures developed, right?
Yeah. And then I'm waiting. Amazon, I think, tomorrow is still having, like, a few. Like, all of my pictures were landscape, and I needed a few portraits to, like, balance it out. Mm-hmm. So I ordered a few of those. And, yeah. But I think that there might be, like, a picture of you that, like, if it's a picture that I'm not in, I don't really care, like, about keeping it. Like, well, like, I have, like digitized, but, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
no, so I you're welcome to take a picture. I think that there's one of you in the radio.
Oh,
so
I'll check it out.
I have them downstairs. They turned out really cute. Anyways, this might be our last song. I don't know if anyone's even after us right now, but we like the Beatles a lot. So we were going to do a Beatles song, and I saw her standing there. Katie said she likes the song, too.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah, I listened to this a lot over break. So, yeah, here it is.
One, two, three, five!
Yeah, I guess that was probably our last song for now.
But Might as well end it with the Beatles song, you know?
Yeah. We're going to go cook a lovely dinner.
Yes.
I'm going to cook it. Katie's going to supervise.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll help cut some stuff up.
Maybe. Maybe not. Just kidding. I'll wash the dishes.
Yeah. And you, set the table.
Yeah. These are all things I can do.
Yeah. I'm not even hungry yet, but...
By the time we make it, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have a delicious lemon cake for you to try.
Did you make it, or did you
buy it? No, I went to this gluten-free bakery.
Gluten-free?
Yeah, because I was like, I'll be a really nice person to Hannah, because she's gluten-free. And I got, a bunch of cookies and this lemon cake, and it's really good. I also have some cookies, too.
Oh,
but then I was making homemade limoncello, and so I had to buy, 10 lemons. And so that, but you only use the peels. So then I was like, well, I have 10 lemons, unpeeled lemons. And so I was like, I guess I'll make lemonade too.
Yeah.
And so I have some lemonade that's actually really, really good.
Oh, okay.
So that's our nice pairing for the evening.
Well, I look forward to it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll probably be doing our show Sunday if anyone's listening and is curious.
Roll through.
Yeah. And then... we'll see you guys with a new name soon once they have a general body meeting, I guess. Yeah, but have a great rest of the week, listeners.
Farewell.
Farewell.